And are you refreshed?
Yes.
We're in the middle of something. Yes?
My next question is about animals. I'm assuming that the laws apply to them as they do to humans. Is that correct?
To all that is.
Okay. So, why would, for instance, we have this neighbor that has this dog that we've owned this property for 5 years, and when we were looking at the house, the dog was tied to a chain and in this shady area in a doghouse, and the dog is still there right now. And I'm just wondering why the dog would have chosen that, and if it was not deliberately intending, hasn't it figured that out now? I mean, why would, is there karma? Is that karma?
The life of a dog and all of that?
Living like that.
Well, there are two important things to understand. First is, it's not possible for you from your vantage point to accurately analyze and understand the vibrational mix of any other. And that's a hard thing because you always want to do that. When you have your experience and your desires are born from your experience, it's easy to assume that everyone else has similar desires. The story that we tell most frequently is from your vantage point in your nation. If you were to visit someone of another nation in what you would call an underdeveloped country, you would have a harder time as you address their life than they do, because the range between your desire for them and your awareness of where they stand is far different than their desire for them and where they stand. And with the animals, it's even less possible for you to understand. The thing about animals, now, we do not disagree with you. We believe that the dog would be happier running free. But we do not believe that the dog is unhappy not running free. Not like you would be. The dog has different standards of desire, you see. There are many, and we are certain this owner feels this way, who believe that the beast is better off chained and therefore safe than free and therefore vulnerable. There are many who cage their animals or keep them in the house all day or keep them in a yard. And your laws even reflect that, partly for what they believe is the animal's safety and partly because they do not want the inconvenience. If this dog has always been chained, you don't really know whether that's what you like best or not. In other words, if the dog were running free, digging up your flowers, eating your cats, killing your chickens, you may have come to
the chain would be good.
You may come to the same conclusion. And you don't really know what the experience has been. In other words, you are trying to evaluate from a point of really not knowing, you see. So
I've seen the dog have no interaction with the people, and that's always just, I've wondered about that.
Well, it obviously is having some interaction.